Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And in just a moment, we'll be talking with Heather Martinez. Now, Heather is a listener to Money Life, and she lives in Ohio. And her testimony is one that I know you are going to find very moving. God has provided for her and her four children in the midst of a very, very difficult situation as her husband serves time in prison. And Heather will be with us in just a few minutes. But Chuck, before we get to Heather's testimony, we'd like to offer some encouragement and maybe some practical help to those who are struggling financially because of this weak economy.
Dave, I've quoted Proverbs 22:3 many times. A prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. And there are so many warning signs going off right before our eyes right now that we need to get our financial house in order. So I thought I'd run through some very simple tips that will help you right now during this great recession. First of all, eliminate impulse buying. Pay your bills faithfully and on time. Prioritize your debt payments to protect your home and your transportation. Negotiate with your creditors humbly, I might add, before missing any payments. Pay extra whenever you can to accelerate payoff dates. Sell any unneeded items you have right now to generate extra cash and to pay down your debt. Follow the Crown Money Map for savings guidelines. You can pick up a copy online at crown.org and get a plan in place right now. Another great tip is to learn to garden. Use fresh vegetables and fruit when in season. Try new recipes. Cook more at home. Eat out less. Cancel your cable or satellite TV. I haven't had either one of them for years and years and years. You'll find yourself reading more books. Your mind will grow. You'll have more time in your day, and you won't feel like you got to go out and buy all those things that advertisers are trying to sell you. Explore bartering to save on expenses, especially for small business owners. And if you missed any of those, I know I ran through the list pretty quickly. You can go to crown.org and click on today's Money Life broadcast, and we'll have a link to an article on this topic and to the Crown Money Map that I just mentioned. That's crown.org when you click today's program.
Well, thanks, Chuck. And in just a moment, you'll meet our guest today, Heather Martinez, and hear how God has taken care of her and her four boys while her husband is in prison. And this is one of those programs that you may want to make note of and share with a friend. You can do that by going to crown.org to listen online, or pass our website information off to your friend and they can listen as well. While you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, we'll take a short break and be right back.
It can be a challenge at times to talk with your spouse about money. Husbands and wives have a harder time discussing finances than just about anything else. God doesn't want money to divide relationships. He wants your marriage and finances to grow stronger. Learn how in Money and Marriage God's Way, a new book from Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Howard Dayton. With unique sections for engaged couples, blended families, empty nesters, and even stay-at-home parents, Money and Marriage God's Way addresses common problems using biblical principles and practical advice. And as a bonus, there's a companion website with tools, including a thorough online assessment to help couples understand their financial personalities in order to work together and solve their money challenges and set financial goals. Get Money and Marriage God's Way at 1-800-722-1976. An audiobook is also available at 1-800-722-1976 and crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and my guest today is Heather Martinez. Heather is a single mom of four boys. Heather, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you.
You became a single mom 3 years ago when your husband was sent to prison, and few of us could ever imagine what that must have been like. Heather, what did you go through?
Oh, I mean, the initial was just devastation. I was 8.5 months pregnant with our fourth son when everything happened, and it was, of course, the fear of the unknown, what's going to happen, and the stigma of everything that I was going to have to face and my children were going to have to face. It was just, there's just so much.
And Heather, how old are your boys? Because I have four boys as well.
My oldest is now 7. I have a 6-year-old. One will be 5 this month, and I have a 3-year-old.
So you were in a very difficult circumstance.
Correct.
What was your financial situation when your husband was incarcerated?
Well, when he got incarcerated, I had to basically downsize everything I possibly could. I had three vehicles I had to get rid of. Two of them were just like work cars. One we actually had a loan on, so I had to have that voluntarily repossessed and just had to basically cut out everything that wasn't a need and do away with everything that was a want.
And you sound like you're a person that takes action, Heather. Were you just aware, I've got to do something, and you put all this into motion?
Yes. I knew there had to be something that had to be done. That was the only way I would be able to take care of my children.
Now, someplace along this journey, God used Crown in your life, and you found help by turning to our ministry. Heather, when did you get involved with us?
I listened to the radio program. So I went online, and I started going through and looking at the money matters and the map and printed it all out and tried the envelopes and started doing that and just slowly trying to make progress.
Well, I'm a very big proponent that everybody should be following the steps on the money map. Was that helpful to you, Heather?
Yeah, it put everything into perspective. It helped me realize what needed to be done and kind of showed me and how to do it and the steps to take.
Now, I know that you've made an effort to begin paying off as much debt as possible. That's a huge priority to you. Have you been able to do that, and are you making progress?
Yes, I have pretty much no credit cards, no debt in that aspect. I do have medical bills that had occurred that I still have to get paid off. And I pull my credit report and look over my credit report and see what's on there and take. And if something comes up that I didn't recognize before, I'll take notice and try to take care of it.
So, Heather, you're actually debt-free today, is that right?
Correct.
Now, how have you avoided taking on any new debt?
Well, just like I had to get a new vehicle, the one that I've been using, my mom and dad were gracious enough to give me a van, and it has just, over the years, it has just, of course, vehicles run down. We had no heat, and different things were happening with it, and I just, you know, prayed to God that, you know, Lord, you're just going to have to help me find a vehicle that I can afford. And my goal was to take my income tax return and use that towards a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And I struggled with trying to find one, and I went to a dealership, and they were going to help me. And actually, they came to my house and brought me a vehicle, and I just didn't have a peace in my spirit about the vehicle. And I went and ran to Kelly's Blue Book on the computer and trying to research the value of it. And in that, when I was actually getting ready to walk out the door, the phone rang, and it was a couple, a friend of mine, that offered me their van for $2,000 less than the other van that I was about ready to purchase.
So God provided.
So God provided. So I was able to get a nicer van for less money.
Well, when I think about your circumstance there, at the time that this all happened, you're a stay-at-home mom. You've got the four boys looking to you now with shock and trauma themselves. Where else did you turn for help? Did you reach out to people in your church, to your parents, to other family members? How did you get back on your feet, Heather?
It was a lot with my family. My parents totally supported me and backed me. Different families and friends from the church had helped me. And, I mean, there was never... I can honestly look back and say there was never a time that there was a need that hadn't been met. It was just a continual of from diapers to finances to groceries to somebody coming and watching the kids so I could get away for a little bit. I mean, it was just a continual. And there are still people that continue to support, you know, and encourage me. And my parents are still there behind me, helping me. Because it's just, to look at the whole big picture, it's just, it could be overwhelming.
Well, Heather, what about public assistance? I know that in your story that at one point you received government help, but you made a decision that you didn't want to do that anymore.
Right. I went through, I had to go up and receive welfare, food assistance, and I had to receive a medical assistance. And they were trying to push me all the other stuff that they could offer me. And I really struggle with that because I'm capable of working. And so I never took any of the other financial assistance that they wanted to provide me. Now, currently, I still have the medical because I'm working for my mom. My mom owns a shop, and we don't have health insurance. So I'm still covered through the state for right now, and I still do receive some food stamps.
I can only imagine what the children must have been going through to see you go from a stay-at-home mom to now having to handle all of this stress, this pressure, to become the primary source of income. How did you handle it with the boys? Did you sit down and tell them what was going on? Did you have a family meeting with the boys? How did you handle that?
A lot of prayer. I just began to pray and seek God that when the questions arise, that He would give me the answers to give them that they could understand at their ages because they were so young. And, of course, God has also provided me the ability to work at home.
So how are your boys doing, Heather?
They're doing good. They're all. I've got two of them now in school, and I've got two of them still running around the house. But they still question, where's their dad? You know, they do see him. And I answer any questions prayerfully that I can for the level that they're at and try not to give them more information that will only confuse them.
Yeah, and Heather, you're praying for complete reconciliation in your marriage, aren't you?
Correct.
Well, there's a lot more to this story about how God has provided for Heather, a single mom who found herself in overwhelming financial circumstances when her husband was incarcerated. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to begin your journey to financial freedom? Let Crown co-founder Howard Dayton be your personal tour guide using the brand new Your Money Map video guide. It's based on the popular Crown Money Map, which is the practical, biblically based resource putting over 300,000 people on their journey. This new video guide was created to give you step-by-step guidance and encouragement. The 6-part video guide is perfect for individual or group study, and no facilitator training is required. Simply watch it while following along with Howard's book, Your Money Map, and you're ready to start. Take the next step towards true financial freedom by going online to crown.org or calling 1-800-722-1976 for the Your Money Map video guide. Again, that's 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. My guest today is Heather Martinez. Heather's been sharing with us an incredible journey that she's been on when one day she suddenly found herself as a single mom of four boys when her husband was incarcerated. Heather, you were saying that you're now able to work from home. How did God bring that about?
Well, my mother has always has been a florist for years, and in the small town that I live in, an opportunity opened and a flower shop opened, and we had prayed that God would also provide a home for me, not only a job, and this flower shop has a 4-bedroom home attached to it. So God just provided the ability for me to not only work from home, but have a home attached to it. And I'm renting right now, but my goal is to be able to purchase the property to have a, you know, security for my boys.
So God opened up the perfect place for you.
Oh, perfect.
Where you could be at home, you could live there. The boys feel secure. You're working downstairs. It's a retail type store. Is that right?
Correct. It's a flower shop.
And did you know anything about that business?
Yes, my mom has been in the flower business for over, 30 years. The place that I'm at is actually where she first got her start.
And how's your business doing?
It's doing good. I mean, God has been bringing it in. He's been providing for us, and it's just the perfect location. And, I mean, it couldn't be any more perfect than where it's at.
And you're renting it now, but one day you'd like to buy the shop?
Oh, yes. That's my prayer for God, that God will some way provide that I'm able to purchase it.
Well, that is such an encouraging story, Heather. You've been through an unusual circumstance, one that had to absolutely just rip your heart out, but you were determined that you were going to take care of those kids. What advice do you have for other women, people who are listening right now, who find themselves suddenly a single mom and are faced with the emotional trauma, and in your case, some of the embarrassment, some of the deep hurt, and you've just got to get up tomorrow and put one foot in front of the other? What advice do you have for those moms?
My biggest words of encouragement would be keep your eyes on Christ, keep your eyes on God, and let Him be your provider, let Him be your comforter, let Him be your support, and He will walk you through every step of it. I mean, there's a healing process, but as you look to Him, He will heal and He will supply.
Heather, has there been any one thing that you have done, any step that you've taken, that you would say that was the very best decision that I made in this journey?
I would have to say that would be taking the step out, even in the embarrassment of the situation, and asking for help and allowing people to help, godly men coming alongside and mentoring the boys, to other people willing to encouraging me, and prayer partners, people praying for me, and the church, definitely.
And how long have you been in this circumstance, Heather?
It is 3.5 years.
And how long will your husband be incarcerated?
Another 9.
Wow. And you're continuing to visit?
Yes, we try to visit once a month.
And God is bringing about a reconciliation. Is that happening?
Yes, he is doing great. He's serving the Lord now. He's going through Bible college there in classes, and I just continue to pray that only God knows what our future holds and where He's going to take it.
Heather, this program and our ministry is supported by donors. We're supported by people who fund our work so that we can help people. And oftentimes, we don't truly know how many people are listening, who's being helped, or what's happening in their life. And as I meet you, I'm just so grateful to the financial partners who make our outreach possible, because I had no idea that God was using our ministry to help someone in your circumstance. How important has this outreach been to you, listening to the program, getting on the money map, helping you to stay on track? What difference has that made to you?
It has helped me keep focused on every little aspect of, from purchasing to different things, of what's a want and a need, and deciding my needs have to come before the wants, and that if I continue to stay on track, then if I'm faithful, God will be faithful.
Well, how can we be praying for you and your family?
That we will have the opportunity to buy this property.
And when would you like that to come about, Heather?
I would love to be able to within the next 2 years.
And what's it going to take for that to happen?
It is going to take a miracle. It is going to take, because everything was in my husband's name, that I don't really have a credit history established. And what is there is not good because of the repossession of a vehicle, that I just need a miracle. I don't know what it's going to take.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to pray for you, Heather. If you don't mind, let's do that now.
Uh-huh.
Heavenly Father, thank you for Heather and for her deep love for you and her faithfulness to follow you, to turn to you in her time of need. And Lord, I thank you for how kind you've been to her. Thank you for all those around her in the body of Christ who've been a part of helping her to recover, for her family, for her church, for her friends, for those who have supported her in making decisions when she was looking for a car, when she was trying to find a business. Thank you for the perfect home you've provided for her 4 boys where they can be near her. Lord, I lift her need before you and do pray for that miracle to come through, that one day we'll hear that she was able to buy this business, to stay put in this home, and that there'll be great reconciliation in her marriage. Thank you, Father, that we serve a God that loves us, that you know every detail of our life, that you desire reconciliation and grace and mercy. And Heather is a beautiful picture of that. Thank you, Lord, for our opportunity to serve her in her journey to get out of debt and to become financially stable. I thank you for our partners who've made that possible. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, Heather, I look forward to hearing from you again, and thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
It's unlike anything you've ever experienced.
We have come to collect your husband's debt.
My husband is dead, and I have nothing.
Crown Financial Ministries is proud to introduce God Provides, a new film learning experience featuring Golden Globe nominee Dean Jones. Through epic storytelling, this series of six short films presents timeless illustrations of God's never-failing ability to provide for His people. See the hand of God at work in engaging biblical stories that remain true even today in making life decisions. With each film, you'll receive a companion guide with discussion questions and activities to use with your family or a group. God Provides is available now at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. To learn more about the films, visit crown.org/God Provides.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, listening to Heather's story, you just can't listen to that story without having your heart tugged.
Absolutely, Dave. And it also touches me on behalf of all of our financial partners that what we do together reaches people that oftentimes we have no idea what they're going through. And I am delighted to be a part of Heather's story and to continue with her on this journey. And one of the reasons I prayed with her is I want our listeners to pray with her as well, that God would continue to give her the desires of her heart. According to Psalm 37:4, when he says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Yeah. And, you know, she's doing exactly what we've been talking about. She's got a good defensive strategy. She's done what she's needed to do, which has been difficult. But she's got a good offensive strategy, and she's got a real great opportunity with this floral shop.
Well, and bless her heart, she's playing both roles. And oftentimes a couple can divide those roles in half. But she's taking them on and doing quite well. I noticed a strong resolve in her voice. She is going to see this through.
Absolutely. Well, one of the tools, and you mentioned this in the interview with her, one of the tools that's been very helpful for her is our Crown Money Map.
We hear people mention it over and over again. It's, in fact, been very frequent just in the last several programs. But this is a simple tool that's a step-by-step plan that anybody can follow. It's laid out so that if you're confused about the first steps or the next steps, you can simply put it before you, fill in the blanks, and know exactly what to do. And I urge all of our listeners to order a copy of the Crown Money Map and begin your own journey to true financial freedom. You can do that by ordering it online at crown.org. And let me know how you're doing. We want to encourage you in this journey and help you with each step on the way.
Well, you know, they are not expensive items. You know, when you think about giving a gift, and I can think of nothing better that maybe a grandparent or parent could give to their adult child that is inexpensive but has great dividends.
Dave, over 500,000 people are using the Money Map today. When God gave me the idea for it, it was originally intended for my grown children, where I thought, boy, this would be so helpful for them to get started off on the right foot. So I wholeheartedly affirm that. But no matter where you are in the journey, even if you've completed the journey and you're financially free, it's a wonderful tool to use in your ministry. We sell these items in bundles. You can get them in 10, 50, or hundreds. You can lead a small group with them. Give them out to people at work, but what a wonderful ministry tool it has become.
Well, you can order your Crown Money Map at crown.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-722-1976 and speak to one of our customer service representatives. They would be glad to get you hooked up with your copy of the Crown Money Map. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.